This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Thank you, Lee Elsie, for opening up the show. Hour number one from New London, Connecticut. Our flagship station on the East Coast in Connecticut, WJJF. He does it for me on Thursdays. He does a great job. Thank you, Lee. And I want to tell you about today, man. There is so much news. This is one of those days where I can't squeeze in all the news stories in like 8 hours. Thank God Trump's president. He makes life so easy as a talk show host. So much going on. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. USA Radio, Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast. See the shining sea. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. I'm on the war path. It's time to go to war. 833-WAR-TALK. Give us a call. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. No guests today. I'll take your calls. And, hey, if there's no guests and no calls, I couldn't care less because there's so much to talk about. I could fill a whole day. First of all, before I get to all the really important news like Jeffrey Epstein, I got to talk about the economy. I know it's not quite as exciting as Jeffrey Epstein might have been murdered, but it's so important to understand they lied to you yesterday. All I heard all day long, recession, recession, recession. It's flashing recession. The bond market is flashing. Panic, hysteria. We're going into recession. It's Trump's fault. It's all over. It's Trump's fault. I heard it again and again and again. And, folks, it just wasn't true. You heard last night. Hopefully you stay tuned to my third hour, the Newsmax hour. And you heard Kip Herridge on the show. Kip Herridge is my go-to guy on the economy. And he's got the most accurate record of anyone I've ever seen or heard. He's the only one who knew that Trump's election would, well, the only one besides me, but the only person in the economic world who knew Trump's election would lead to a great stock market and a rising tide, lifting all boats and a great economy and great manufacturing numbers and great energy numbers and great jobs numbers for blacks and Hispanics and everybody else. Great job. Because he knew when no one else knew. And then yesterday, everybody said there's this inverted curve, this graph from the bond market. It's screaming recession. And he came on my show and he said, wait a minute. Are they reading the same thing as me? Because I've looked up the history of when this inverted curve happens. And yes, there's often a recession 18 months later on average, in many cases, 2 years, 3 years, and 4 years later. And in the ensuing year before you get the supposed recession, stocks are up 15% and more. Which means it's a flashing buy signal, not a sell signal. Everybody lied to you. And then today, I saw an article at Zero Hedge that backed up every word Kip said. Number one, can you imagine if this curve yield in the bond market portends a recession and the recession is 4 years from now? Are you kidding me? 4 years from now is 2 more years of Trump. Trump reelected and 2 more years after that. And you don't think if you give the most brilliant economic president in the history of America, Donald Trump, the only one who ever knew something about money and making money, Donald Trump, you give him 4 years to stave off a recession, we'll have the greatest Trump economy slash Reagan economy in the history of the world. There will never be a recession if you let Trump work his magic. So who cares what's going to happen 3 and 4 years from now? That's the stupidest trend I've ever heard. If this trend happens, 3 years from now, there's a recession. I care about this week and this month, not 3 years from now. You know how many things are going to happen in the next 3 years? And sure enough, the U.S. economy is upgraded today, one day after the yield curve panic. One day later, stoking fears about recession, a huge batch of economic data sent the economists scrambling to raise their forecast for U.S. growth. The good data included better-than-expected retail sales, stronger-than-expected survey results on the manufacturing sector from New York and Philly. Wainwright and Kip Herridge are geniuses. The rest of you are dunces, morons, and most importantly, you just are deep state losers who hate Donald Trump and want him to lose, and you so badly want the stock market to crash and the economy to go down like Bill Maher, that you're seeing things that aren't there. You're seeing ghosts. You're seeing boogeymen that aren't there. Industrial production numbers, everything was better. The Atlanta Fed's GDP Now moved its reading of third quarter GDP from 1.9 to 2.2. The CNBC Rapid Update, a survey of economists, moved up from 1.9 to 2.1. Other economists announced they were upgrading their views of the economy based on strong data, particularly the strength of the U.S. consumer. The U.S. consumer cannot rescue the world, but it can insulate the U.S. economy from the world's problems, said Mohammed El Erian, chief economic advisor at Allianz, in an interview on CNBC. Here's an article from Zero Hedge. Philly Empire Fed beat expectations, confirming economic rebound. One day after everybody screamed, Trump's in trouble, he won't be reelected, recession. Wainwright's the only guy, and Kip Herridge's the only guy, who aren't deep state losers, who understand how good the economy is. Following an unexpectedly strong retail sales report, which saw a solid increase in sales of autos and gas, almost double the amount expected, we got further confirmation the U.S. economy may be rebounding, thanks to both the Philly and New York Fed, both of which printed well above expectations. The Empire Manufacturing Fed, August 4.8, up from 4.3, well above the 2% expected. It's 4.8 instead of 2%. That's well above double what was expected. Philadelphia Federal Business Outlook, 16.8, well above the 9.5 expected. So all great news. And then we come to the news of the day that you just can't, you know, miss. It's the thousand-pound elephant. Thousand-pound elephant. Well, there's two big ones. There's Israel blocking Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, and there's Jeffrey Epstein. Isn't that funny? Jeffrey Epstein's Jewish, and Israel, it's nothing but Jewish people in the news. It's Jewish news today. Huge dividend. I could say all this because I'm Jewish. If I wasn't Jewish, you'd say, oh, my God! Democrats would scream, anti-Semite! So first of all, let's go with Jewish news number one, Jeffrey Epstein. God, please don't ever blame Judaism on him or him on Judaism. Oh, my God. What a horrible human being. There are reports, by the way, that when he knew a new report was coming out on him being a repeat pedophile after he got out of prison, he ordered a massive supply of concrete delivered to his island. What do you think that means? That means he buried little children on his island. After he had sex with little girls, he murdered them and buried them, entombed them somewhere on the island, or entombed them in the ocean below his island. Wow, what a horrible human being. Thank God he's dead. But you know what? He was the most high-profile prisoner in the history of the United States to ever be killed in custody. And I'm telling you, it wasn't suicide. There's a good chance it was murder. Dr. Mark Siegel on the Epstein autopsy results, the hyoid bone breaks in only 6 to 10% of suicides, 50% of the time in homicides. The Washington Post reported late Wednesday night the autopsy of Jeffrey Epstein revealed he had several broken bones in his neck, consistent with, but not conclusively proving, strangulation. The finding explains a delayed report by the medical examiner. The autopsy found Epstein suffered several broken bones in his neck, bones that are regularly broken during strangulation or homicide. Mark Epstein explained what this latest evidence means. He says it certainly increased the chances this was a murder more than a suicide. Let me tell you why. The hyoid bone, which is right here in the neck, a U-shaped bone, in his case, the autopsy is now revealing that multiple bones were broken in his neck, including the hyoid. The hyoid bone might break in strangulation about one-third to one-half the time. In suicide, it might break 6 to 10% of the time. Sometimes even less. But in order to break that bone and multiple bones in the neck, David, you have to exert a lot of force. If it's a hanging, I don't want to get too graphic here, but he supposedly hung himself off a bunk bed with sheets. I'm thinking more a rope with height. Folks, there was no height in the jail cell, and there was no rope. There was just bed sheets that are made out of paper. I'm now more suspicious than ever that Epstein's death could be a homicide. Dr. Mark Siegel on the autopsy findings. And then we get to Israel, the Jews I love. Epstein's a Jew that should be murdered. He deserves to be murdered. Every one of the parents of the little girls he raped should have the right to end this man's life. But these Jews are the good Jews of the world, the Israeli Jews. And Trump tweeted out that they should keep Omar and Tlaib out of Israel, the two United States congresswomen who are representatives, as far as I'm concerned, of Hamas and Hezbollah, radical Islamic murderers, not them, but they're representing radical Islamic murderous groups and murderers. They're supportive of them. They shouldn't be in the United States House. And Trump sent out a tweet and said they should not be let into Israel. Trump tweeted to pressure Israel to disallow entry for two U.S. congresswomen. And Israel listened. Netanyahu barred entry to Israel for Omar and Tlaib. The Israeli government has barred U.S. congresswomen Tlaib and Omar from entering occupied Palestinian territory this week. The decision has been made. The decision is not to allow them to enter. Earlier Thursday, prominent Israeli journalist Dana Weiss had tweeted, "The government has decided to ban the two lawmakers over their suspected provocations and promotion of BDS, which is the boycott of Israel all around the world." My question is, why are we letting them back in our country? Just don't even let them back. It's kind of a joke, kind of being facetious, and kind of being serious. Why would I want people in my country that are so radical they can't get into Israel? Because they're out to kill Israelis. They're out to foment violence that overthrows Israel and kills them. And by the way, Omar and Tlaib's Israel trip itinerary is labeled Palestine. No mention of Israel. Sponsored by an anti-Israel group. A visit to the Al-Aqsa Mosque was planned. Okay, the itinerary for the trip to Israel and the Palestinian territories set for this weekend that was canceled made no mention of Israel. It was titled U.S. Congressional Delegation to Palestine. The trip was sponsored by the anti-Israel Palestine group Miftah and would include a trip to a mosque that was built on the site of the Jewish religion's holiest site, the Temple Mount. They were going there to cause trouble. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. there could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, War, Wayne Allen Roots. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. They've got the naming rights. And I am the capitalist evangelist. I love All-American stories. Wall Street is automatically an All-American story because you get to own the stock. You get to buy the stock. And you can make money when they make money. That's amazing. Fordham Resources is one of those opportunities. Publicly traded, diversified, natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR, is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend, Mark Bruner. Please visit FordhamResources.com. His last stock went from 15 cents to $200 per share. Doesn't mean it happens this time. Past doesn't indicate future, but you got to check it out and get educated. Make your own decision. FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, Fordham, and the ticker symbol FTMR. So here's a complete list of inconsistencies in prison policy surrounding Jeffrey Epstein's death. He was 66 at the time of his death. He was the highest-profile prisoner in the U.S. prison system. On Tuesday, the autopsy revealed Epstein suffered broken bones in his neck, common in suicide by strangulation. Since his death, we've learned a number of things that make you question this man's death. Here's a list of inconsistencies. Epstein said he was considering cooperating and naming names in his international sex ring. He was found unconscious in his prison cell just 3 weeks earlier. 2 days prior to his death, documents released for the first time implicated several top Democrats in his pedophile pedophile sex ring. He was taken off suicide watch after a failed attempt just 2 weeks earlier. He was in isolation, unusual for a suicidal individual. The cameras malfunctioned. There is no video. Even Mexico had video of El Chapo's escape from prison. Then later we hear the cameras showed the guards did not do rounds. Which is it? The prison guards had worked several extra shifts last week. One prison guard on his floor was not even a certified guard. The prison guards forgot to check on Epstein. The prison guards slept through their shift. Which one is it? The guards did not check Epstein for hours. Which one is it? There were reports of screaming coming from his cell the morning Epstein died. The MCC, Metropolitan Correctional Center, has not seen a successful suicide in 40 years. Epstein said he was the victim of attempted murder 3 weeks ago, not suicide. Epstein's former roommate is facing mass murder charges. Epstein had dirt on numerous globalist elites. Epstein was not given paper sheets. Epstein had sheets in his cell to hang himself. How could that be when everyone else has paper sheets? Epstein was not suicidal, according to medical professionals. Epstein told his lawyers on Friday, a day before his death, "See you on Sunday." Epstein's former roommate heard nothing. Epstein reportedly had to get on his knees to hang himself from his bed. Epstein's autopsy showed broken bones in his neck, common in strangulation deaths. So, let me tell you something. The liberal media, Marco Rubio, they can call you a conspiracy theorist. If you don't think something's wrong, you are a complete moron. And they must count on all of you being complete morons. Morons. Let's grab a quick call. JD in Las Vegas on line one. JD, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing great, Wayne. Yesterday, you asked the question, who do the Democrats have but Bite? I tried to get through, but we got disconnected. I have been watching for the last 5 weeks the best commercials politically I have ever seen. Quiet and reasoned and sitting in a farm by a bale of hay in blue jeans is Tom Steyer. And he is making his PR firm that is doing these commercials are the best I've ever seen in 50 years or more. And he's meeting with people and talking quietly. This is a man who spent millions of dollars trying to get people to register to vote in 2018. He's been here in Las Vegas at UNLV and other colleges registering people to vote. He has a quiet profile, I believe. And I believe he's going to get on the debate stage in September. I don't know how well he speaks in a debate, but I'm going to make a prediction. This man is so smooth and so good in his commercials that he will be the Democratic nominee. And I would ask you a favor to find out what the odds would be in the London books on him getting the nomination.
I'll find out. I'm sure it's astronomical. I guarantee you. First of all, I just saw the latest books, the latest odds, and Elizabeth Warren is now the favorite to be the Democratic nominee over Joe Biden. And Elizabeth Warren has gone ahead in the latest Fox News poll. She's gone ahead in another poll, I believe, in New Hampshire. She's gone ahead in a YouGov poll. She's statistically tied with Biden. I don't see you on this one, J.D. I'll make the bet with you. Elizabeth Warren will probably be the nominee, but I don't see Steyer being the nominee. But I do see him causing a lot of trouble. He's got $1 billion.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Talking with reporters in New Jersey, President Trump says Israel has every right to deny visitation
by Michigan's Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib and Minnesota's Congresswoman Ilhan Omar.
What they've said is disgraceful, so I can't imagine why Israel would let them in, but if they want to let them in, they can.
The president continues about the two Democratic representatives.
They are very anti-Jewish and they're very anti-Israel. I think it's disgraceful, the things they've said. You have lists of, this isn't just a one-line mistake. What they've said about Israel and Jewish people is a horrible thing.
Attorney William McSwain believes Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner is creating a culture of disrespect that contributed to the shooting of six police officers on Wednesday. McSwain represents the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You can
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right. First of all, I support Israel's decision to block Omar and Tlaib. I just wish we'd block them out of our country. I certainly wish we'd block them out of the United States House. They don't belong in the United States House, even if they are, at the moment, American citizens. Rashida Tlaib, I believe, was born here. There's nothing you could do about that. But Ilhan Omar was not born here, and she came here under what seems like illegal circumstances, allegedly, suspiciously illegal circumstances, and then and within that committed immigration fraud, committed passport fraud, committed tax fraud by marrying her brother. Non-political news, by the way, you should hear about Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family have been hospitalized after his plane went down, his private plane, on a runway in Tennessee. It went off the runway, it crashed right in front of a highway. It is a hellacious scene, and yet everybody got out okay. Dale Earnhardt, his wife and his daughter and his dog, and two pilots all escaped from a small plane crash after it overshot the runway. You see massive smoke. The plane is cut in half, flames shooting way in the air. And everybody got out, it seems like, with minor injuries or no injuries. So that is great news. Just like yesterday in Philadelphia, six cops injured and shot. And I was like, oh, my God. But then you find out that they were not serious injuries and they're all going to recover. And you just go, thank God. Thank God about Dale Earnhardt Jr. too. His father died in a tragic way, and we don't want him to die in a tragic way, right? I mean, just terrible. Let me mention sponsor of my local radio show in Vegas, who I've been giving some love to here on national radio because they're such good people, and it is Trump Art. Trump Art. And I think it's the coolest offer of the year if you're a fan of President Trump. It's only available to my listeners. It's a limited edition art piece of President Trump, numbered and signed by the artist and yours truly, Wayne Allen Root, because it's the one and only war edition. And that means it's numbered and it's signed, and that means there's some value there, right? You ever see art? If you know anything about art, when it's numbered and signed, there's only a certain amount of them signed by the artist. That's always a good thing to own. I have it proudly displayed in my home. It's stunning. It features amazing colors, including a patriotic red, white, and blue American flag behind Trump and 22-karat gold foil electrifying Trump's hair. It's really cool looking. Every piece hand embellished by the artist, making each piece unique and an instant classic, created by world-renowned Vegas artist Mark Rems. It captures the power and presence of President Trump. And it sells for a dramatic discount only to my fans and listeners. Just like President Trump, I've negotiated a great deal for you. The Art of the Wayne Root Deal. I'll make you smile. Every time you see it, you're going to smile. It'll be the conversation piece of the year at your home or office. Showcase your support for President Trump or give it as the greatest gift ever to the Trump superfan in your life. It's the Trump War Edition. Signed and numbered. Get yours now. Call 833-TRUMP-55. Toll free, 833-TRUMP-55, or go to WayneRootArt.com. That's WayneRootArt.com. This is not my business, but the people who are behind this project went out and got that website name, which is brilliant of them. That's a great name. If you're a fan of Wayne Root, you listen to Wayne Root Show, you can easily remember Wayne Root Art, A-R-T, art.com, or call 833-TRUMP-55. So I want to mention again, Democrats Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar banned from Israel over suspected provocations. This came after two anti-Israel Democrats, Tlaib and Omar, introduced their radical BDS resolution that compares Israel to Nazi Germany and imperialist Japan. On Wednesday, the Netanyahu government announced they would not allow either anti-Semite to travel to Israel this month. Israel tells them they're not welcome. They based the decision on their promotion of the BDS movement, which is a boycott of Israel. And the other big news story, of course, I keep telling you, Jeffrey Epstein had several broken bones in his neck. Epstein's bodyguard says someone helped him kill himself. He might be generous there. I think someone killed him or helped him kill himself. It's one or the other. But the longtime bodyguard says he believes his former boss recruited others into helping him die in an apparent jailhouse suicide. Somebody helped him do that, said Igor Zinoviev, who served as Epstein's bodyguard and driver as the convicted pedophile crisscrossed the country to his various estates. He's a former UFC fighter. And he was on the payroll. How about this one? I need answers. San Francisco woman lashes out at Gavin Newsom after she is savagely beaten by a homeless man, and that homeless man is released from prison by a liberal judge. This is the type of thing that Trump needs to highlight day and night. When I see articles, Republican women don't like Trump. They don't like his words. They don't like his racism. Oh, really? You're going to vote for Democrats? You're going to vote for Elizabeth Warren? You're going to vote for outright radicalized communists? You're going to vote for people who hate Israel? You're going to vote people who want open borders and let everybody in so they can outvote us and make this the worst welfare nation in the world and make us the same as Greece? Oh, that'd be great. And you're going to vote for people who, after you get beaten or beaten and raped or murdered, liberal judges look at your family and go, who cares? Let the criminal out. I feel bad for the criminal. Is that what Republican women want from the suburbs? Or do you want abortion of babies to the last second of their life? San Francisco, this is what you get with Democrats. You get homelessness, you get drug abuse in the middle of the street, you get nonstop mass murders every weekend like in San Francisco, and you get beatings and robberies and rapes and carjackings and home invasions, and no one cares because liberal judges let them all out. A San Francisco woman named Paniz Kosafarian Fard. What a name. She's actually gone through life with that name. She learned to spell that in kindergarten. Paniz Kosafarian Fard lashed out at far-left California Governor Gavin Newsom after she was savagely beaten by a homeless man who was released from prison by a leftist judge. The terrifying video shows a woman being savagely beaten outside of her luxury condo complex off the Embarcadero near Beale and Bryant Streets. Security footage shows the homeless man blocking the woman from entering the building while another woman working the front desk springs into action to help. The victim called for the liberal judge who released the homeless man from prison to be recalled. I need answers, Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown, Gavin Newsom, and recall judge Christine Van Aken, she's not fit for this job, and is putting all of our lives in danger. What are you waiting for? Please, you have to do something, she pleaded on Twitter. The victim told KRON 4 News, KRON, I think they call it, KRON 4 News, that she has nerve damage, bruising on her hands and arm, but she's happy she survived the attack. She says on Twitter, at Gavin Newsom, please watch this video of me getting attacked on my front door less than 72 hours ago. The man who attacked me was released this morning because the judge, Christine Van Aken, believes this man is not a danger to our community. Please save our city. Do you understand? You voted for these people, you liberal losers. And now you'd like to vote out Trump because he says bad things, nasty things. Are you kidding me? Trump would make sure things like this don't happen to you. Guys like Trump and Wayne Root make sure that there are rock-ribbed conservative judges to the right of Attila the Hun. And when you try and hurt a woman, you get sent away forever. And there is no bail. Kosafarian said the man told her, everyone he sees are robots, and he's the only human remaining on Earth. He asked me to open the door so he could go and kill our concierge or front desk lady and earn my trust. She was able to squeeze into the lobby with the help of the woman at the front desk, but the two struggled to close the door on the assailant. The two women were able to secure the door as the attacker is seen staring into the building before walking away. They've identified him as 25-year-old Austin James Vincent. And then they got a picture of him, and he looks like a nutcase. This is who's walking the streets of San Francisco. Nutcases. And judges want to let them out. How ridiculous. Absolute insanity. What if it's your daughter raped or beaten? And by the way, Donald Trump, exactly right. He told Israel to block Omar and Tlaib because he said they hate all Jewish people. Of course they do. They're radical Muslims. They hate Jews. They want to kill Jews. They want to destroy Israel. They'd like to see a mushroom cloud rising above Israel. Only Donald Trump and Wayne Root would say something like that. That's it. Here's Netanyahu explaining why Israel's denying entry for Tlaib and Omar. He took to Twitter to explain why Israel's denying the entrance of the two of them, saying the sole purpose of their visit is to harm Israel and increase incitement against it. He says, no country in the world respects America and the American Congress more than the state of Israel. As a free and vibrant democracy, Israel is open to critics and criticism, with one exception. Israeli law prohibits the entry into Israel of those who call for and work to impose boycotts in Israel, as do other democracies that prohibit the entry of people who seek to harm the country. In fact, in the past, the U.S. did this to an Israeli member of Knesset, as well as to other public figures from around the world. Congresswoman Tlaib and Omar are leading activists in promoting the legislation of boycotts against Israel in the American Congress. Only a few days ago, we received their itinerary for their visit in Israel, which revealed they plan to visit whose sole objective is to strengthen the boycott against us and deny Israel's legitimacy. For instance, they listed the destination of their trip as Palestine and not Israel. And unlike all Democrat and Republican members of Congress who have visited Israel, they did not request to meet any Israeli officials, either from the government or the opposition. A week ago, Israel warmly welcomed some 70 Democrat and Republican members of Congress who expressed broad bipartisan support for Israel, which was demonstrated a month ago in a resounding bipartisan vote against a boycott of Israel, against BDS. However, the itinerary of the two congresswomen reveals the sole purpose of their visit is to harm Israel and increase incitement against it. In addition, the organization funding the trip is MIFTA, which is an avid supporter of the boycott of Israel. And among those members are those who have expressed support for terrorism against Israel. Therefore, the Minister of Interior has decided not to allow their visit, and I, as Prime Minister, support the decision. Good job, Israel. Good job, Trump. And when we get back, guess who says she's boycotting Israel because of this? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Friends, I'm so appreciative of all of the things that you've done in patronizing MyPillow. So is Mike Lindell. You've built MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and the inventor, wants to give back to you. You can get deep discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener special. Maybe you want Giza Dreams bed sheets. Maybe you want a MyPillow of your own. Maybe you want a MyPillow to take with you on vacation. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use my promo code USA, and remember, you got nothing to lose. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials. You get deep discounts on all MyPillow products only if you use promo code USA. And by the way, you can call 1-800-951-8175 and get the same savings.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered. This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Used to be called War Now, because my name is Wayne Allen Root, as in War. Now it's called Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, because there's no other show like it on American TV or radio. No notes, no script, no teleprompter, no staff, no assistants running around, no producers telling me what to say or not to say. It's just me, man. We're on unfiltered 3 hours a day, pedal to the metal at the speed of light, 3 hours of shooting from the hip, reacting and ranting to today's biggest news stories. And I get to choose the stories, which makes it very special. Because the stories I choose are the stories that resonate with middle class and working class Americans and patriots and gun owners and Tea Partiers and conservatives and Republicans, the kind of people that make America great, made America great, make America great, and are continuing to make America great. The sponsor of the show is My Doctor Suggests. They'll be in studio next week. The doctor who runs it will be in studio next week to talk about his great products. And I got the greatest story to share with you because if you weren't listening the last few days, last Friday, my dog, Bubba, who's the greatest dog in the entire world. I love him. He's my new puppy. Got him 2 months ago. It might even be a week shy of 2 months. It might be 5 weeks ago. Excuse me, 7 weeks ago. But I got the puppy, and he was like 15 pounds or 14 pounds. Now he's 40 pounds, and he's huge. He's going to be 80 pounds, probably, is what we could tell from his giant paws. And he loves playing, and he plays rough, and I play rough. We roughhouse. And I went to give him a kiss while we were playing, and he jumped up to kiss me, and his mouth hit my lip, and literally his tooth ripped, gashed my lip last Friday before the show. That is Bubba. We've taken Bubba and we kind of simulated the noise again and again and again. That's Bubba's bark. I'm going to put him on the show tomorrow. Remind me, Chris, and I'll put him on the show during the TV hour tomorrow. But the point is, he gashed my lip so bad, I thought it was bleeding everywhere, and I thought I would need stitches. And I decided to go without stitches, and I just kept putting this silver gel on it from My Doctor Suggests, and it healed up by Monday. How could you rip a lip almost to the point where I thought it was off my face? It wasn't, but it was such a giant gash that it needed stitches. I'm sure it would have been better with stitches, and I decided to go with just the silver gel, and It worked. And on Monday, you couldn't see it on TV. On Tuesday, you couldn't see it on TV. Wednesday, today, you can't see it. There's just a little tiny scar there. That'll be gone in a couple days. My doctor suggests great stuff. They're the ones who have given me my silver lozenges for the last 3.5 years. I've done TV and radio, and I've never missed a minute on the air due to a hoarse voice. They're the ones who gave me my silver solution, the liquid that I drink 3 or 4 times a day, and I don't have any brain fog or leaky gut anymore. Two huge problems many, if not most, Americans suffer from. I know I suffered badly. Every time I ate, I'd get fatigued. That was leaky gut. And every time I woke up, I'd have brain fog, and I couldn't think for a few hours really hard, really focus, because it was foggy, my brain. And now it's not. It's like my brain was damaged, like a guy who's had concussions from football. I was almost underwater in the mornings. And now there's nothing there. No damage. The brain's there, but there's no damage. With liberals, there's nothing there. With me, there's no brain fog there anymore. Thank you, my doctor suggests. Call them now. 20% off if you mention Root, Wayne Root. 866-660-9868. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. 20% off. MyDoctorSuggests.com/Root. MyDoctorSuggests.com/Root. Or toll free 866-660-9868. So Ocasio-Cortez announces she's boycotting Israel because they denied entry to Omar and Tlaib. Would you let people in your country that are there to create a mess and cause trouble and incite rioting and incite people around the world to boycott your economy? Are you kidding me? She tweeted out, Netanyahu's discriminatory decision to ban members of Congress from Israel harms international diplomacy. Visiting Israel and Palestine are key experiences towards a path to peace. Sadly, I cannot move forward with scheduling any visits to Israel until all members of Congress are allowed. Oh, that is, I didn't even realize that's what she was saying. So she's saying, I'm not going to Israel anymore. Oh my gosh, that will really disappoint the Israeli people. I mean, Jews across Israel really were waiting for AOC to come there. They were dying to let a girl who was a bartender a year ago and now is a communist who hates Israel. They just couldn't wait for her to get there without Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's just not Israel anymore, right? Oh, my God. These people really do think highly of themselves, don't they? How scary is that? She thinks they give a crap whether she ever goes there. And by the way, Hamas-linked care, I told you they're like representing Hamas in Congress. Hamas-linked care, C-A-I-R, Council on American Islamic Relations, defends Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib's entry into Israel while pushing legislation to destroy Israel. Isn't that interesting? Israel told them today they're not welcome. And it didn't take long for Democrat leaders in care to defend the two female lawmakers' right to travel Israel while pushing legislation to destroy it. Kerr rushed in. Here's what Kerr had to say. It's official. Israel will bar Congresswomen Rashid Tlaib and Ilhan Omar from entering Israel due to suspected provocations and promotion of BDS. Kerr President Niad Awad tweeted out support for the two anti-Semitic Democrats. He said, outrageous but not surprising, Israel's decision to ban two congresswomen. It's a slap in the face to U.S. taxpayers who fund Israel with $3.2 billion annually. Trump is inspiring another Muslim ban. And, of course, they blame Trump, right? I mean, that's always what liberals do, communists do, socialists do, Jew haters do, America haters do. When we get back, it's Newsmax time in a matter of seconds, and we'll tell you about the latest poll with Elizabeth Warren. And guess what Elizabeth Warren did? She immediately defended anti-Semites Omar and Tlaib and trashed Israel.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.